Carrie checked her biscuits. When they were ready, she steeled her nerves and served them. She had made at least 2 dozen, but they vanished down the throats of the Comanche before she finished moving among them. She returned to her Dutch oven and made another batch, and later, 2 more. The Indians did feast again. They ate as if they had not had food in weeks. Carrie and Zack went among them and poured coffee, though she had only 9 cups. It was long past midnight before the Indians began to curl up on their blankets and fall asleep right where they had eaten.
"I've never seen the likes of it," she said,
as she stood beside Addison and their own campfire.
"I expected to be frightened to death by them, and I feel more pity than anything else."
The cattleman nodded. "It is sad. At times I have seen them so hungry that they have begged for scraps. When I first came to Texas, they were a proud, free people who followed the buffalo herds and asked nothing but to hunt and trade and make war on their enemies, as they had for centuries."
"You admire them?"
Carrie said it without question. It was obvious that he did. "Yes, and respect them for their cunning and fighting ability." That night, Carrie slept uneasily. She dreamed of Indians and entrails, and awoke several times feeling as if she was going to choke. When dawn came, she could smell meat cooking, and shortly after that, the Comanche were gone.